Okay, should we? Okay. Okay. Ready? All right, we're ready whenever you are.
Testing.
All right, go.
Hello, testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2.
Go. Okay. You ready again?
Yep.
My mom was saying, come on, sing louder. I'm like, we're just practicing. No. We were just practicing. I don't know if the mics are even on. Okay.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
This time. Hurry up.
What? Yeah.
Go.
Are we doing it?
Yes.
Are they ready? Ready?
His birthday.
Santa Claus brought me presents, but Christ gave his life for me. Where's the line to see Jesus? Is he here at the storm? If Christmas time is his birthday, why don't we see him more? Where's the line to see Jesus? He was born for me. Santa Claus brought me presents, but Christ gave his life for me. Where's the line? Where's the line? Where's the line for the Lord?
Is a mic on?
It's on.
And then, how does that sound? You want to play
it? Okay. How do you sound? You in there?
Thank you.
to an end. God now calls us friends. Light of the world was born on that night, a blessing foretold and a gift of new life. Sing alleluia. Sing alleluia. God is with us. His grace and his love shall never depart. Hearts. Sing alleluia. Sing alleluia.
Well, good morning and welcome to Grace Church this morning. As we gather together to sing, will you please stand and worship with us? And since we're a little overcrowded today, if you have an empty seat near you, could you just move into the middle so that people coming in can find a place to sit?
To bear. Well, thank you, worship team. Good morning. Welcome to Grace Church and our main Christmas celebration. As far as the order of service goes, please follow on the bulletin insert. We will not be announcing each person beforehand, so if you see that you're next, please just proceed on up to the front. I kind of liken this. It's a hectic morning, so bear with us. There's lots of changes and could even be a mistake or two. But it's a hectic but a fun morning. I liken it a bit to all of us are like the little drummer boy. Right, we bring just our little gift before the Lord, an offering to the Lord to praise and thank Him. So, with that in mind, we'll just continue our service.
We're the Hogus family, and we get to read the Advent reading for this morning from Luke 1, 68 through 71. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. As he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Let's see if I switch hands. There we go. Notice two remarkable things from these words of Zechariah in Luke 1. First, 9 months earlier, Zechariah could not believe his wife would have a child. Now, filled with the Holy Spirit, he is so confident of God's redeeming work in the coming Messiah that he puts it in the past tense. For the mind of faith, a promised act of God is as good as done. Zechariah has learned to take God at his word, and so has a remarkable assurance. God has visited and redeemed.
Secondly, the coming of Jesus the Messiah is a visitation of God to our world. The God of Israel has visited and redeemed. For centuries, the Jewish people have languished under the conviction that God had withdrawn. The spirit of prophecy had ceased. Israel had fallen into the hands of Rome, and all the godly in Israel were awaiting the visitation of God. Luke tells us in chapter 2, verse 25, that the devout Simeon was looking for the consolation of Israel. And in Luke chapter 2, verse 38, the prayerful Anna was looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. These were days of great expectations. Now the long-awaited visitation of God was about to happen. Indeed, he was about to come in a way no one expected.
Welcome, new star. You're looking very nice and bright this evening.
Oh, thank you, old star. I've been working on my shining.
Good job. And of course, this is a very good day for us to look our best. Because it's Christmas.
Ah, Christmas, sure. What is Christmas?
You don't know what Christmas is? Oh, that's right. You just know what up. You're a very new star. This is your first Christmas.
Yes. Is it your first Christmas, too?
Who, me? Oh, no. I've seen over 2,000 of them.
Wow, 2,000? Is that a lot?
Well, no, it's not a lot in star years. But I'm old enough to tell you about the very first Christmas. And we have to travel back in time into a place called Nazareth.
Ooh, who's that pretty lady?
That's Mary, and she's pledged to be married to a man named Joseph. Joseph is a carpenter. He's also a righteous man.
What's he doing?
Building something. Carpenters are always building something.
I hope it's a cradle.
I think you're getting ahead of our story.
Ooh, who's that other guy? He's all shiny, like us.
That's Gabriel. He's an angel. He's come to talk to Mary. Listen.
Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end.
What does all that mean?
It means that Mary is going to have a baby who is the Son of God.
And how is this going to happen?
Keep watching. Gabriel will explain.
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so that the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God.
But that's not how these things usually happen.
No, this is very special. Listen.
Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who is said to be barren is in her 6th month, for nothing is impossible with God.
I'm the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said.
What did Mary say?
She said yes.
Oh, good. Now what? I like Mary. She seems very nice.
They tell me that after the angel left her, Mary hurried to visit her cousin, Elizabeth. She found that things were just like the angel Gabriel had told her. Elizabeth was also expecting a child who had been promised by God. And this baby's name is going to be John. Listen to what she said to Mary.
Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored? The Lord, my God, have come to save us all. As soon as the Son of... As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ear, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is you that believed what the Lord Jesus has said that would be accomplished.
My soul rejoices with God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed for the mighty things that he has done for me. Holy is his name.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Yes, it was. Mary stayed with Elizabeth for a few weeks and then returned home to Nazareth. In the meantime, Joseph is troubled because he knows Mary is pregnant. So he decides to divorce her quietly.
But Mary didn't do anything wrong. Poor Mary. Why doesn't somebody do something?
Keep watching. God is going to do something. Not long after, God sent an angel to speak to Joseph in a dream. The prophet Isaiah had foretold this many years before, saying, "The Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Emmanuel, which means God with us."
Wow, that's a great name. What did Joseph do when he woke up?
He did just what the angel of the Lord had commanded him to do. He took Mary home as his wife.
the shadow of an angel or a warrior. If God is pleased with me, why am I so terrified? Someone tell me I am only dreaming. Somehow help me see with heaven's eyes. And before my head agrees, my heart's on its knees. Holy is he, blessed am I. Bethlehem, be born in me. All this time we've waited for the promise. All this time you've waited for my arms. Did you wrap yourself inside the girl, nothing more.
So what happened next?
Next, there was a little drama that went on in Rome. The Roman ruler, Caesar Augustus, ordered that everyone under his rule had to be counted.
Why would they do that?
Something about taxes, whatever those are. But in order to be counted, everyone had to go back to where their family was from originally.
Sort of like a family reunion?
A little bit, but without all the games and the potato salad.
Oh, that's too bad. I love potato salad. Did they have cookies? I love cookies, too.
I don't think so.
Then it really wasn't much like a family reunion at all.
No, it wasn't. In fact, for Mary and Joseph, it was a pretty long and difficult trip, especially now that Mary was expecting a baby.
Where did they have to go?
Well, Joseph belonged to the house and the line of King David.
A king? Wow! I bet the king was born in a big, beautiful palace. Is that where Mary and Joseph went?
No, actually, King David wasn't born in a palace. Before God chose David to be the king, he was a shepherd boy in a little town called Bethlehem.
Bethlehem? Isn't that the one they sing about in the song, A Little Town of Bethlehem? I like that song and how the silent stars go by in it. Hey, isn't there a star in the story?
We're getting there. First, let's hear more about Joseph and Mary. They went to Bethlehem to be counted, but it was a long and difficult trip for them, about 75 miles.
Look, Mary and Joseph have arrived in Bethlehem, and Mary looks very tired. I hope they have somewhere nice to stay. She looks like she's going to have that baby any minute.
You're right, but unfortunately, there was no room for them in the inn.
What? Wait a minute, what kind of inn was this? Holiday Inn? Traveler's Inn? I'm going to give them a really bad rating online.
No, 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 not that kind of inn. What I mean is that the whole town was full because of all the people who had come there to be counted. So Mary and Joseph stayed in a humble stable where the cows and sheep took shelter at night. There Mary had her baby and she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger.
What did they name the baby?
They named him Jesus, which means the Lord saves. And now for the first time up in the sky, there was a new star announcing the birth of the Messiah.
a new star in the sky. How glorious! No one on earth can miss that.
It's amazing that not only did people miss the Messiah then, but they still miss him now. Maybe they just aren't looking for him. But God also sent an angel to tell a group of shepherds all about it. Wow! It really frightened them to suddenly see an angel.
Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host were praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.
Then the shepherds hurried out to Bethlehem to find the baby, Jesus. When they had seen him, they spread the word about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Lou? Look up, fear not. The angel said, Behold, the Messiah is come, the one of whom you read. And as they spoke to man that day, the heavenly host around the throne joined in to say, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill towards men. Heavenly angels announce his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing glory. He was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory. Hallelujah to the Lord, amen. Incense today, the wise men come, offering their praise to God's anointed one. And as they spoke, their heartfelt love, this heavenly sound was on my ear from up above. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill towards men. Heavenly angels announce his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing glory. He was born to the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory. Hallelujah to the Lord, amen. Glory to God in the highest.
Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, to us the son is given,
and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
What child is this who lays his rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Thank you.
7, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for him in the inn.
I hold the world.
So that's the story of the first Christmas and the star.
Yes, but there's more. Look, over there in the east, the three wise men.
Oh, and look, they brought presents for the baby Jesus. What kind of presents are they?
They're gifts fit for a king. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
What? Those all sound like pretty weird presents, except for the gold, of course.
Gold, because Jesus is the king. Frankincense, because he is the high priest. And myrrh, because of his sacrifice, which is poured out for many.
Hey, where are they going? Bethlehem's over there. Hey, fellas, you're going the wrong way. The baby's over there.
They're going to Jerusalem, to the palace, to look for the baby king. They made the same mistake you did. They went looking for the baby Jesus in a palace, but they didn't find him there. Instead, they found an evil man named King Herod.
Where's King of the Jews?
We saw a star in the east, and we have come to worship him.
When King Herod heard all this, he was greatly distressed. He called in the Jewish chief priests and the teachers of the law and asked them where the Messiah was to be born.
This is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel.
The evil King Herod questioned the three wise men for a long time about when the star had appeared for the first time. And then he said to them,
Go to Bethlehem and find him, so I may also worship.
So the wise men went on their way, and the star went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary. Then they gave him their gifts and went back to their own countries. But having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they went home a different way.
Oh, good. They're safe from that nasty King Herod. Hey, isn't that the angel again?
Yes, an angel warned Joseph in a dream to take his family to Egypt because King Herod wanted to kill the child. Then, when it was safe, they went back to live in Nazareth. Jesus grew up there and started his earthly ministry at about age 30. He lived a perfect life and did all the things that were prophesied about him. He then died on the cross for all sin. He is the way and the truth. Through him, people can find redemption, forgiveness, and everlasting life.
Wow, and I thought we had long lives, but people can have eternal lives? How do you know all this?
Oh, I saw it all up in the sky, where we watched Earth's life on this little planet they call Earth. At least, I saw it all from the time that baby Jesus was born. For you see, I'm the new star that appeared that night.
Really? You are that new star? How exciting! And God used you to bring people to know Jesus? I think I'll shine a little more brightly now that I know all of this.
Well, you know what King David wrote? The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the works of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the earth. Their words to the ends of the world. Hey, looks like it's time for another song. And time for us to shine brightly for the world on this special night.
Yes, and let's declare the glory of God for Christmas.
Thank you.
Before we share our song, give you a little bit of information. Here, guys, you come around me, all right? This is our, for the boys and I, this is our favorite song. And we sing this song probably almost every night, probably for the last 2 years to each other at bedtime. So this is a little bit like singing in the shower. So this is our singing here for you guys. So you can imagine a bunk bed, us all kind of snuggled in the bunk bed singing this song together. Okay, you going to sing, Ezra? Okay. God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Good job, guys. Thank you.
Aine El Haharim. Me Ayinyabu Ezri. Ezri me mi Adonai. Greetings, worshipers. If you're not familiar with my language, I was praying a song of ascents, which in your language is this. I lift my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord. My name is Zechariah, of the priestly division of Abijah. My wife Elizabeth is a direct descendant of Aaron himself, so our priestly roots run very deep. It is all we've ever known. It's all we've ever wanted to do. The lots have been cast, and the lots have fallen on me. At this time, about this time tomorrow, I will be in the temple burning incense. It is the sovereign will of our Lord that I serve him this way. May his will be done. I submit to his will in this service for our Lord. But I cannot tell you that I have no fear, because I have been afraid at times. I have been very afraid. I think we should fear the Lord. Would you agree? I don't mean we should fear the Lord as you would fear a tyrant with a sword. Rather, we should fear him as you would fear a benevolent father, the best of fathers, a perfect father, a father whose standards are pure, whose righteousness is spotless, whose love is boundless. I think we should fear our Lord in such a way that we ask this question: would Father approve? Would our Father approve of what I'm doing right now? Would our Father approve of what I have planned for tomorrow? Sometimes I do not fear our Lord in this way. I apologize. I should have said, often I do not fear our Lord in this way. Do you know of what I speak? Do you have a lack of fear for our Lord at times? Do you, dare I say, forget about our Lord as the you go through your lives and the weight and burden of your daily life is weighing down upon you? Elizabeth and I have had a burden for many years that we've carried. For almost 50 years, we have prayed and asked the Lord to send us a child. That's a lot of years. That's a lot of prayers. And I've teased my wife very often, and I say, Elizabeth, you and I, we are like Abraham and Sarah, and the Lord granted them a child in their old age, and we're yet 20 years from their age. Sure, the Lord will give us a son. And we would say that, and we really believed it, and Elizabeth, she still holds out hope. Myself, I'm not so sure. But if our Lord would grant us a son, for sure he would be a priest like me and like my father before me and his father before him. But do we really need more priests? We have lots of priests. We have old priests like myself. We have these young priests who I confess do not fear the Lord even as I do. Perhaps in time they will learn. But more, I think, that we need priests. What our people need is a prophet from the Lord. Have you ever noticed that our Lord does not send a multitude of prophets at one time? He usually sends one prophet, maybe two. And we need this prophet of the Lord to remind our people of HaMashiach, the Messiah. We need this bold prophet to tell us of the hope of the Messiah. Our people need to know that their Messiah will be their deliverer, that he will bring them salvation. So I believe even more than we need a prophet, Lord, to remind us of this Messiah, we need the Messiah himself to come to us. Elizabeth and I pray for this also. We pray for a son. We pray for a prophet. We pray for the Messiah. And I wonder, am I asking too much? I lift my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord.
deep breath. I don't know what to say when I look in your eyes. You made the world before I was born, but here I am holding you in my arms tonight. Nowhere, nowhere, Jesus, sorry, man, you. Could have left us on our own, but you're here. I don't know how long I'm gonna have you for, but I'll be watching when you change the world. Look at your hands, they're still so small. Stretch them out and save us all.
Would you please stand and join us for one last song?